Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in Portmarnock, pop in to the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a lovely, cosy bar. Great food as well. Fantastic menu. And they have carvery on a Sunday. They've live music of the weekends. And you can also stay in the hotel, obviously, because it's a hotel. And we would recommend it, definitely. We've had a number of our listeners have stayed here at the White Sands Hotel in recent months and all had a great time. So the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this from a lady who doesn't want to be named. I think you'll realise why. Have a listen to this. Hi, I'm a teacher in a secondary school in Talla, and my daughter's friend, who also goes to the school, was over the other day to hang out with my daughter. Anyway, I went up to my daughter's room to get something, and her friend had left her phone out with her WhatsApp open when they went off to the shop. And what I saw... excuse me... And what I saw on her phone made me feel sick to my stomach, and I don't know what to do. I could clearly see on her phone that she is sending filthy videos and pictures of herself and basically homemade porn to a guy who's at least 19 or 20. He was in my class a few years back. This girl is only 16 and I can't get it out of my head. Should I tell her parents and should I report him to the guards? I spoke to some of my close friends about this and they're all telling me to say nothing, that it's not that big a deal. But if it was me, I would want to know if my daughter was doing this and being taken advantage of by a man. I can't believe the people I've spoken to are making this out to be no big deal. Please ask your listeners for advice. Now, this is not the woman's name, but I'm going to call her Yvonne, okay? Just so that we have a name to refer her by. Yvonne, what do you make of that? A few strange things in that story. Oh. The young woman's phone wasn't locked. I find that a bit odd, but anyway.
My phone doesn't lock.
Oh, does it not?
No, I have to press the side button to lock it. Maybe it's a setting on my phone, but mine doesn't lock. I saw people on Facebook saying the phone doesn't lock. I was like, mine doesn't lock. I don't know. In terms of the actual topic, I mean, if it was my daughter and my daughter were doing that, I would definitely want to know. If I found out that this was going on and that a parent of my daughter's friend knew and didn't say anything, I'd...
Okay, so she, again, I don't know how she managed it, but let's just take her word for it, that she happened to see, she walked into her daughter's room, daughter and friend were gone to the shops, friend's phone is sitting on the counter or in the bedroom and is open, and Yvonne was able to see these videos straight away?
She obviously...
Or did she go and have a route? And if, anyway...
Obviously the phone was open.
Yeah, obviously the phone was open, yeah.
Obviously the phone was open and she saw it and she was concerned and had a little look through it. I spoke to her on the phone, she said she saw it, she was concerned, so she had a little look back just to see. Which, to be fair, if you saw something like that and you were genuinely concerned, you might look twice. I mean, this is a child. At 16, you're a child.
But this young one was in the house. Was she showing the videos to her friend? Is that why they were open on WhatsApp? Or
she might have been messaging him.
While she was in their house.
But that's what I would assume. That's what I'd assume.
But anyway, she found these videos and she describes them as filthy videos and pictures of herself, basically homemade porn. But the concern, firstly, is that she's doing that. But the second bit of the concern is that she's sending those messages to a guy who's 19 or 20. And I'm assuming he's returning the favour. She didn't actually say that. Did she say if there was any filth on the phone from him?
No, she just said she saw a video. No, she said there was messages from him. But your own had been sending him pictures and videos. It was flirty.
But that's more
than
flirty.
She said she didn't sit there reading a phrase. She flicked through. She picked up the phone.
Right.
And flicked through when she saw it.
So these are naked pictures of the young one herself being sent to this guy. Is that right? Or are they just porn pictures? Are they actually of her?
It's her.
Right, it's her.
I asked, I said, you're sure that it's actually the girl that was in your house in the video and in the picture? And she said, yes, I'm sure.
Okay, this young one is 16. She's not 10.
16,
okay,
yeah.
She's 16.
Yeah.
She's only...
She's 17 in December.
Okay, so she's only a few months 17. Away from being over the age of consent.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, I'm not in any way condoning what she's doing. I'm not in any way saying it's right. I don't think anybody should be doing it. I think it's a very foolish thing to do because revenge porn could have you all over the bloody internet. Mm-hmm. So I think you're a bit of a gobshite if you're sending videos like that.
Well, to somebody you don't fully... if you were sending them to Linda, that's different. Or
No, I don't think anybody should be sending them. I think it's very stupid. I really do.
Really?
Yeah,
in a relationship 100%, where you're...
Yeah, no, 100%.
That's another day's topic.
Another day's topic, You're taking such a risk.
But with somebody you were completely...
So you're in a relationship with somebody, you send them a load of dirty videos, then you break up and it's very bitter and suddenly that person decides to share the videos. It's happened.
You're talking with someone you're married to.
But it's happened. It's happened. Just because you're married to somebody today doesn't mean you're going to be married to them tomorrow.
You think people who send naked videos or dirty pictures are
gobshites? Yeah.
Gobshites.
Yeah. I think it's very...
A bit of a prude, very, are you?
No. It's nothing to do with prudishness. No. It's to do with the danger of it. That you can end up...
Not if you know who you're sending.
Once you share digital content with anybody, it can end up anywhere. Anyway, that's a side issue.
Yeah.
So the young woman is very foolish for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But should this woman get involved and tell Mammy? And, I mean, this shite of, should I call the guards? Would you get a grip?
But it's illegal.
What's illegal?
She's not 17 yet. So
no, I know she's not 17
yet. Does that not constitute as child porn, having child porn?
Yeah, possibly, yes. It probably does, but...
She's sending
it voluntarily. She's sending these messages voluntarily.
And that's what when I spoke to... Sorry, I won't say her name. What did you say you're going to call her?
Yvonne.
When I spoke to Yvonne on the phone, she said that it was two ways. She said she picked up the phone and she had to have a look because if it was her daughter, she would want somebody to look. She just doesn't know what to do with it because she doesn't know how to deal with it.
You see, here's the bottom line. Firstly... If this lady tells the girl's mother, for example, and then Mammy approaches her daughter and says, Yvonne found videos on your phone. She will never want to speak to your woman Yvonne again. She won't want to have anything to do with her daughter.
Oh, I'd go mad, yeah.
Yeah,
if I found
of course
out
you
that
would.
That
somebody
daughter...
was after, no, did somebody was after rooting through your phone?
Oh, no. If my daughter's phone was out and somebody happened to see the situation, she came to me and said, I would be thanking her. I'd be saying, thank you for telling me. So now I can be aware that my daughter is...
No, I think it's disgusting that she went rooting through that young woman's phone.
I think it's more disgusting.
It's not even her own daughter.
Taking sexual pictures and images from a 16-year-old when he's a man.
He's 19 or 20, yeah.
In the eyes of the law. It's child porn.
Our number is 085-825-2626. This is a dilemma and a half, and we would love to get you involved in this. Should this woman, Yvonne, we're just calling her Yvonne, should this woman tell the child's mother, the 16-year-old's mother, what she found in her phone? It's not her own daughter that she found this stuff in. It's her daughter's friend. Should she tell the mother? 085-825-2626. Let's kick off this edition of Opinions Matter with Sorka and her opinion.
Hi, Sorka here. Just leaving a message regarding that incident about the lady who's a teacher finding the photographs. That has to be reported. Whether you're 16, 17, yeah, they're still children. The guy was older. It's pornography. A lot of 16-year-olds think that they know it all, they don't, and it is up to us adults to protect them, protect their welfare, their mental state of mind, especially online. Things can spread very quickly. Inform the parents, firstly, but it has to go further than that. This isn't just a matter of the parents calling the child aside and just saying, and I will use the word child at 16, and say, well, this is inappropriate. It's wrong on so many levels for anyone older to take advantage of a 16-year-old child. That's my personal view on it. It's up to us whether, and by the way, whether that lady is a teacher or not, we all have a duty of care towards children, whether we're a teacher or not a teacher, to protect children. And once again, 16, I'm sorry. To the most 16-year-olds who think they're adults, you're not. You're a child, and it is up to us to protect you. So please report it. Please. By the way, for anyone who's saying, did she snoop into the phone? Was the phone left open? The point of the matter here is that what she saw was on the phone, and it's protecting her. you know, she needs to be protected and, you know, not given out to, just informed that, you know, this is wrong for anybody older than her to be taken advantage of her, because that's what it is, it's taking advantage. It's older boys, men taking advantage, and duty of care. All adults, teacher or not, you have to take, you have a duty of care to protect these young children.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Sinead. Well, Sinead, what do you make of that story?
First of all, teacher, not like was said, she has a duty of care. Second of all, for me, if my child was hanging around with someone and I was seeing that on their phone, I would be looking at my child's phone as well. You know, because they're in the same company. I'd be looking at my child's
Sinead,
phone.
Sinead, I asked her on the phone about that mandated care. And she said because she says she doesn't know what to do because it happened in her house, because it wasn't on school grounds. She says she understands, but because it was a personal thing and her child, her daughter was with this girl at the time, she's afraid of the fallout from it.
I understand that. I really do understand that. But regardless, she has to put her teacher status away. This child was in her home. Regardless if she was a teacher or she walked fucking pennies or whatever she done, you know. Regardless that the child was in her home. Now, it's illegal, number one, because the age of consent here is 17. And I'm sure for pictures, it's 18. You know, that person who's older, you know, it's just illegal. It's illegal, full stop.
Okay, so this guy who's 19 or 20 is in receipt of child pornography, basically.
Yeah, and that's illegal, and he could be charged for that.
So there are two questions here. One is, Yvonne. Does Yvonne tell the mammy or the daddy of this child?
I personally would, and
as regards
to
the guards,
the child and give out to the child, but the police need to be informed. That person that's receiving them images is overage. He knows the child is underage. There's no consent there. She can't give consent if she's not of age. It's as simple as that. Not only that, I've seen it in cases, you know, on skins that were paedophiles and stuff like that. I'm not saying that's what he is, but revenge porn, it's illegal as well. And I know somebody who took their life because they were being threatened that their stuff was going to be leaked all over the internet if they didn't keep sending pictures. And the girl, she was 17 at the time, and she actually took her life. I'm not saying this is the case of revenge porn.
No, it's not. Well, it's not.
Firstly,
let's just put this in context and not run away with ourselves. This guy is only 3 years older than her. I understand he's
only 3 years older. She's underage.
I understand. He's 19. He's 19. She's 16. She'll be 17 in December.
Why is he in receipt of indecent images and homemade porn?
Not just in receipt of it, but it seems like they're in a relationship. They are in a relationship.
And well, there's only 3 years in the difference. There's nothing.
Firstly, if
she's in a relationship with this guy, there's nothing illegal about it. It's not illegal.
It's illegal when it becomes sexual.
It yes, it's illegal when it becomes
it
sexual,
which it has, which now is.
When it has became sexual, forget about the 3 years, right? Either way, that's an adult with a child, regardless of 3 years. It's an adult with a child.
Okay, so you believe that she should tell this girl's mammy what she found in her phone. And is it up to her to tell the guards about this, or is it up to the girl's mammy to tell the guards about this?
Both. The girl's mammy should be telling it. So that child needs safeguarding, number one, okay? Now, is the teacher, can I just ask this question? Is the teacher afraid to follow in case there's a backlash and her child gets the kind of, you know...
I'd say that's probably part of her concern.
It's a part of it, she said. It's her best friend. It's her daughter's best friend.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, if it's her daughter's best friend and she's hanging out in her home, she obviously cares for the child. Mm-hmm. So instead of coming on to a podcast, I wouldn't even be writing and illustrate to the parent and then to the police.
I wouldn't be asking viewers.
But yeah. a lot of her friends' heads
need a wobble, to be honest.
And what's I don't understand what a 20-year-old, and I don't mean this bad on any 16-year-old, but a 20-year-old who has freedom and can move out of his house or, you know, I would never, as a in my 20s, be able to understand how somebody could, I would never have been attracted to somebody in their teens because Well, what have they got to offer you?
Katie, I could argue with you.
I wouldn't be attracted for the simple reason is...
Whatever about attraction, we're talking about a three-year age gap here, okay? And I know what you're saying. I understand that. I understand that.
So if it was a 16-year-old with a 14-year-old and a three-year difference, is that okay? Because she's 14 and he's 16. Is that all right? Because of 3 years.
That's still within the parameters of the law.
Yeah.
If this is the law being broken, this is where my concern is that I can't imagine what a 20-year-old, 21-year-old would want with a 16-year-old. Because they are very different stages of life. She has homework to do. Yeah. She's doing exams. She's
this guy's only 19. 19, Katie, not 21.
20. Well, 20. 20.
She said, 19, 20. She said at least 19 or 20.
19
but
or 20.
We'll call him 19.
We'll call it 3 years. Okay, so forget about that. So we have a 16-year-old with a 14-year-old. It's only 3 years, fucker. Is that what we do?
Slightly different.
It's
slightly different. This girl is a couple of months away from the age of consent. Okay, so the bottom line is she should report this this girl to her mother and your man to the guards.
Before I had my own kids, I would have definitely on this topic said, mind your own business. Because at 16, I don't have kids.
Yeah. I've lost kids. I don't have kids.
Sorry to hear that.
Regardless,
but for
it's
me,
adult and minor.
Yeah, I would have said, because I know at 16, you know, I was no angel. I knew what I was doing at 16.
Oh, Jesus, 16. Yeah.
Let me read a message that just came in to us a second ago. I'm going to try and get him on. And it says, it happened to me when I was 20. I met a girl in a nightclub. Next day, I found out she was 16 in an over 18s establishment. What are you supposed to do?
Now that is different because we're assuming in this case this guy knows she's 16. I asked the question. They're in a relationship. She knows.
There's a difference if you go
16.
To a club.
Sorry, how does this,
know and you find out the next day?
Sorry,
okay?
How does this woman Yvonne know they're in a relationship? How would she possibly know that?
Because she knows. She just heard her daughter talk about.
Well, if she went through the messages, the same name. More than
she's
that,
heard
like,
her daughter talk about this guy.
The boyfriend with
yes.
the same. Oh, right,
yes,
okay.
With
right,
the same
right,
name.
Right.
She's heard her talking about it before. They're in a relationship, but this is different. This guy knows that this and people. You know, I have a message there from Darren Adrian. You can play basically saying, "Stop calling her a child." In the eyes of the law, Darren, she is a child. You're a child until as long as you're a minor, and at 16, you're a minor.
Well, let's have a listen to what he says.
And when everyone stops saying that she's a child, you can't put a 16-year-old in the same bracket as a 4-year-old. A 16-year-old is a young adult.
But Darren, in the eyes of the law, a 16-year-old is a child, is a minor.
Can I ask these people that are saying that, like, you know what I mean, that's your child, can I ask that chap, if it was his child, would it be okay?
Mm.
Is that all right?
Okay.
So
he's
probably a 16-year-old... Like an adult, yeah. But if she's saying, if that happened with the child porn, would he be okay with that? Because she's 16, she's a young adult. Would he be all right with that?
Okay, stay there for a second.
And a 19-year-old has completely different... Now, I know men and women are different, mature, different.
Yes, and that's what I was about to say. A 19-year-old fella is on the same maturity level as a 16-year-old girl.
He's older. He's at a different stage of his life. At 20, you're going out, you're discovering... At 16, you're still a child. You're doing exams, you're still in your school uniform.
You're still confused.
Katie, think back to when you were 16.
Oh,
were you confused?
I was off the rails.
You knew everything when you were 16.
I knew everything. Yeah. Well, I thought I knew everything. Yeah. I was a little bitch when I was 16. I was. But
drugs are fucking 16 off the
having
rails.
Having kids now and having a daughter, I don't think I could say turn a blind eye because if it was my daughter and there was a 20-year-old man taking... Or, you know, encouraging that, I'd ring him.
Okay, stay there. Stay there for a second. I want to bring in Simon. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
Good, Adrian, yourself.
Grand, thanks, Simon. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, come here. The woman you have on the phone there, sir, I didn't catch her name.
Her name is Sinead.
I mean, Sinead's lost our argument, right? Big time, because she's at, and it's the first thing I was thinking of when she came on. She said she was off the rails when she was 16. She was probably at it herself going off with boys. Now, I know they didn't have phones back in the 50s, but still. And I think your one knows well what she's doing. Katie's right. I mean, unless it was somebody that had severe special needs, then, I mean, that would be understandable. That would be different to be a vulnerable person. But this girl well knows what she's doing.
Sorry, say that again. You're talking about a child now.
She's not a child, would you stop? I mean, she's only gone on 17, and if she was still a child, then how come other countries have the likes of 16 as their age of consent and that? So, I mean, she's far from a child. She well knows what she's doing.
Okay, but the age of consent in the UK, the age of consent, for example, in the UK is 16.
That's the UK.
Okay? It's 17 here. It's one of the highest in Europe. But his argument is, don't be, and this is what Darren was saying on his message as well, don't be describing her as a child in the same breath as a four-year-old. She's not.
Okay. No. Nobody's got... That's purely manipulating things, because nobody said she's a child in the same breath as a four-year-old. But in the eyes of the state, stating a fact, she is a child. And what does a 20-year-old man want from a schoolgirl?
Well, for starters, he's 19, isn't he? I mean, 19, 20, we're sitting here. There's three years between them. They probably have the same level of maturity. They're probably on the same level there. I mean, yeah, one knows what she's doing. She's probably manipulating him. She's probably blackmailing him, saying, oh, God, if you go telling anyone, whatever. You know, I mean,
the same person who sent in a message about 5 minutes ago calling the young one a slut. So, I mean, that's the level of intelligence.
Well, then she's insecure and she's confused if she's doubting. Do you know what I mean? She's she's probably doubting. Why would she doubt him if she thought it was okay?
No, I'm not saying she's doubting. I'm saying she's doing it on purpose. She knows what she's doing. She well knows what she's doing. They're not stupid.
Okay, well, maybe she doesn't know the law. Maybe she doesn't know the law and she needs to be reminded.
Okay, if
I didn't know the law.
I don't know what was in all the other messages, Sinead, but let's assume that what she is doing is consensual, yeah? Is consensual.
She can't consent to 16. That's the problem.
It can't be consensual. It's like taking a really drunk person home. They cannot consent
at 16.
But I know what you're saying, as in she
is voluntarily sending these videos to this guy.
Yeah, at 16.
I just think more of an issue with Simon there calling the girl a slut.
I wouldn't say she knows it's illegal, but I can guarantee the 20-year-old knows it's illegal and could end up threatening, or it could go on the internet, or people could lose their lives. That's my point.
Well, Simon,
I think we're going a bit farther now, thinking they're going to take their lives.
I'm just speaking from experience for someone I knew. I'm not saying it's going to happen to everyone. I'm speaking from experience for a 17-year-old who was threatened with revenge porn, and she took her life because he kept on
and sadly, we have heard stories like that. But again, I'm asking.
I'm not saying this is the case. But
I know that. And I did say earlier on, anybody who sends self-filmed porn videos to a friend or a lover or whatever is insane.
I'm still speechless at Simon actually calling a child a slut. Simon, I think you should.
She's not a child. She's far from a child. She's in her late teens.
Calling a 16-year-old a slut. You don't know what's going on in that girl's head. Calling her a slut, shame on you. And the fact that you would defend a predator and call the person who, in the eyes of the law, is a child.
Did you not say they're in a relationship? They're hardly a predator. There's only 3 years between them. He's only 19. They're still teenagers, both in their late teens. So I don't see the big issue.
Well,
by the law, forget the law.
Thinking you're disgusting to call her a slut, and there's someone else here who's going to talk to you, and she also is absolutely horrified that you would call this girl a slut. Mary Ellen.
Hi.
Hiya. What do you think of what Simon is saying?
Oh, Simon's disgusting. Calling a child. That's what she is. She's 16 years old. So she's fifth year, maybe transition year, and he's calling her a slut. But he doesn't have anything negative to say about this 19-year-old that is engaging in sexual activity with her. He's disgusting.
I know. Come on. I mean, what were you like at 16? I'm sure you had your full head together. I'm sure you knew what you were doing. I'm sure you had boyfriends. I'm sure you had sex. There's nobody that... Nope. Everybody, teenagers,
no,
all have had sex.
Nope.
You weren't a good little one, were you?
Yeah, I was a pretty good teenager, yeah.
I highly doubt it. There's no innocent person out there. Unless you had no friend or you didn't go near nobody, nothing like that. I'm sorry, no. I don't believe you. I don't buy it for a second. I think everyone knows what she's doing.
care what you think, Simon. The fact that you call the child a slut is absolutely
She's not a child. She's
under the age of consent. She's under the age of 18. So in the eyes of the law, she is a child. And you're a grown man.
All right.
Calling a child
all right.
a slut.
So they're talking about, they changed the law from 12 to 16. Would you still be a child? Would you still be calling her a child?
Yeah, she would still absolutely be a child in my eyes. Absolutely.
Now, Mary Ellen, you live in Japan, is that right?
I do, yeah, I live in Japan.
Okay, and only recently enough, the age of consent in Japan, if I'm not mistaken, was raised from 13 to 16, which a lot of people find extraordinary that it was ever 13. But the point being that in most countries in the Western world, the age of consent is 16, not 17, which we have here in Ireland.
Yeah, that's right. Japan, yeah, thankfully they raised it. But I think it's still a bit low, in my opinion. But I think the thing is, I feel like there's a few different issues with the situation. Like, obviously, the girl is underage, but it falls under parameters. There's so many different laws and legal precedents that the teacher has to follow, and which she's not. If she was a teacher, even if it took place outside of school grounds, she would know the steps that she'd be required to.
Okay, so do you believe that even though it didn't happen in school, that this teacher, because she's a teacher, has an extra duty of care, has she?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and she would be fully aware of that. It doesn't matter if it happened outside school. She's still a school employee and the kid is still a student in that school. She would, her going through her phone without consent, one, that's breaking the law. You have to have the consent of, one, the student and the parents. If you're a school member, you're an employee and you're going through a student's phone, because even though...
Okay, if her rooting through this young one's phone is illegal, then she's damned if she does and damned if she doesn't.
Yeah, essentially she is. Realistically, if she had any concerns, she shouldn't have won. She even admitted verbatim that she had a little snoop. She shouldn't have done that whatsoever. She should have known that as an educator, you should never go through a student's phone.
Okay, but just forget for a second that she's a teacher, okay? Now, I know she was on the set of matches, but she is a parent of a child of the same age. She shouldn't have snooped. But I think if people are looking at the law being broken here in terms of the phone being snooped on and not the fact that somebody here is possessing child porn, regardless of whether it was sent voluntarily or not, the fact is that a grown man is possessing child porn, is in possession of child porn and receiving child porn with and encouraging receiving child porn. That's a bigger issue than snooping through the phones. And anybody who's more concerned about snooping in the phone, for me, is a red flag. I'd be more concerned about this 16-year-old group.
But that is a bit of a concern that a teacher is snooping through a student's phone.
She obviously thought, my daughter's at the same age. What the hell is this? Looked at it. She said she wasn't looking at it for long. She said she just saw a couple of messages. She saw enough to know that it was two ways. And I'm not saying that this 16-year-old is an angel. You know, I know at 16 myself, I knew what I was doing. But at the same time, who is the adult here in the eyes of the law? And Simon, for
the point,
you...
The point being that she could get into a lot of trouble for rooting through this young one's phone in the first place. And that's really the point.
And could get into a lot of trouble for possessing child porn. And for Simon to say, to kind of blame this guy and, you know, say that this girl is a slut, that's a massive walk and talk and red flag for me.
Simon's a man.
I'm sorry now, but I just don't. Yeah. I think she well knows what she's doing. And how do you know they both haven't got the same mentality? And how do you know they're not in a couple? I mean, what's your woman as well doing getting onto a radio station? She's that concerned about it. Why didn't she just go to the guards rather than getting onto a radio station about it? I mean, come on. I mean, she's just having some form of hang-up herself.
And a lot of people do, I have to say. I was a bit surprised even to get the message. But again, for the sort of podcast that we do, I'm very happy to get the message because it makes a great conversation for us. So let me just go back, Mary Ellen, to the point that you're making, that firstly, she could get into trouble for snooping through the young one's phone in the first place. But is that not outweighed by the seriousness of this situation?
Well, I'm an educator myself, so I come at it from the viewpoint, one, what falls on to you as a teacher and as a mandatory reporter. There's so much to it. Like, you can't go through a student's phone, even if you suspect that there's abuse. You just don't do it. There's procedures in place if you have concerns, you follow those. By going through a phone, you're breaking privacy laws, confidentiality laws, and probably schools' processes and procedures. 100%. And then secondly, like, I completely agree that this child, you know, could very well be taken advantage of by this older guy. But the fact that she is going to her friends and Facebook and a podcast instead of following the right procedures.
Okay, so so this teacher, this mother is in possession of this information. What should she do?
Well, firstly, she should absolutely bring it up to the school and the school's DLP. Let them know that she not just has a suspicion, but now has seen, you know, concerning imagery on the child's phone. She's going to have to deal with, you know, going through the phone without consent with the school separately. The two of them will discuss if it, you know, falls under being reported to TUSLA. And then also, you know, she's going to have to reach out to the parents as well. But there's a whole load more to it now that she's a teacher in the school that this child goes to, regardless of it, you know, being friends or whatever. That's still like one of the main,
okay,
main things.
So she has a duty of care to report this to the school, to bring it up in the school and then let the school deal with it? Or does she directly contact this girl's mother?
So the way it would work, since she's a teacher, I would say go to the school, contact the DLP. The two of them will discuss whether it falls under like the, you know, if there's any exemptions, because there is exemptions to the Children's First Act. And then after that, if they don't agree, she can still, even if the DLP says, no, it doesn't, you know, this isn't warranted to go to authorities, she can then report it herself if she wants. If she's friendly with these parents, she can honestly send a text message, phone call, and let them know, like, look here. But they may fully
be aware of this. But this was out of school hours. She didn't confiscate this student's phone and see it. This didn't come up in a classroom. This was on her home, on personal time. I just can't believe the amount of people who are making it more of an issue about the phone snooping than the fact that a guy
is possessing
child
porn. But that is an issue. That is an issue, Katie.
She saw it. She looked at it. She said she wasn't going through for too long. She saw it. She was concerned. She's a mother herself. Okay, I don't agree with the snooping, but I'd be more offended by the guy who has child porn on his phone than the mother who picked up the phone as a concerned person who has a child of the same age.
Huge reaction to this conversation. Let's bring in more of your reaction. This is Stephen.
Hey lads, I can't come on the show. Unfortunately, I'm up to the eyes at work at the moment, but my wife is actually an attorney and she gets a lot of these cases all the time. And most of the time, unfortunately for the lads, they actually don't know the girl's age. They think that they're over the age of 18. What ends up happening is they end up going to prison most of the time, as it is a child, and they then look into if they had sex with them or whatever it may be, and they end up going to prison, and they end up getting labeled as a sex offender and then put on the sex offenders list. Now this could be a guy that's 18 and the girl is 17 and the girl is on Tinder or whatever it may be, saying that she is 18 in fact. It's a big problem. It really is a big problem. And now in reference to the what's going on there, I don't know in that situation, you know, if the guy did know. But I do think that they should, before going to any guards or anything like that and basically ruining this guy's life, they should probably really think hard about it. And maybe I'd say the parents sit down with her, have a chat with her and find out the actual details. Because if she led him on and told him that she was over the age of consent, well, then I don't think that the guards should be involved. You know, it's not really fair on the guy at the end of the day. You know, his life is literally going to be ruined if the guards do get involved. That's it really. Like it's crazy. It's a good topic today. And yeah, I don't know. I see it all the time and it's sad really. It's very sad.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Catherine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Catherine?
I'm great, Adrian. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Catherine.
Hiya. Do you know, I listening to this podcast, my views have, it's like a tennis match. I'm agreeing this way and agreeing that way. It's a great topic, fantastic topic. Like, first of all, you know, I have a teenage daughter. If I thought she went to her friend's house and the mother went through my daughter's phone, first of all, I would be absolutely raging. She had no right to go through the girl's phone. But I think with this, I think the way I would approach it, in my opinion, I think I probably wouldn't go to the mother and say, little Lily had porn on her phone, she sent it to this guy. I think the way I would approach it would be, oh, I'd say to the mother, did you hear that there's some of the girls, you know, sending these things? We better watch out for our girls and check their phones.
Oh, so say it to her in a more vague way.
In a vague way, that maybe we should be aware that the girls are doing this.
And encourage maybe the mother to check on her own daughter's phone.
To check on her phone and put it in the mum's, put the ball in her court, how she'd deal with it. I certainly wouldn't go to the guards.
Now, Catherine, I have to ask... Do you have kids?
I have a daughter.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
Her birthday is today. She's 15 today.
Oh, happy birthday. No, it's just the message you sent us initially about this says, I am actually very crossed at the snooping mother. Now, as a mother yourself, would you not be thankful if somebody picked up on it and told you? Or would you, if a woman came to you and said, look, this came up on your daughter's phone, would your first thought be, you shouldn't have been looking at her phone? Or would your first thought be, Jesus, thanks for telling me. You've made me lie to something that's actually very serious.
Well, I'll tell you now, Casey, actually, a few years back, my daughter was about 7 years old and her aunt used to mind her, and her aunt had a neighbour who was a girl the same age, and she'd go up and play with the little girl. And there was one day, we were talking about something, and she was about seven, and she said, Mammy, you know, some ladies have, you know, their vaginas pierced, they have earrings in their vaginas. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. I won't name the girl, obviously. And she said, yeah, she showed me a video of women. I said, what were they doing? They had no clothes on, and they were dancing, and there was men touching their breasts. So I was like, oh, Jesus.
Mm.
So I toyed around with it. There were only seven. The other little girl was only seven. So in the end, I actually called down to the mother's house because I had to tell her that the poor woman was 8 months pregnant at the time. She ended up vomiting all over the front garden. I said, look, they've clicked on something, but I just went to that mother. I didn't know her that well. But I said, look, I'm not here to give out. I'm not shouting the odds. I'm just saying, let me know your daughter has been exposed to this.
Right. So you believe that it was wrong. I mean, Nikita just messaged, and Nikita, you may be getting the wrong end of the stick here because she said she should be looking at the phone. It's the mother's responsibility to check their child's phone. The phone wasn't her child's phone. It was her child's friend.
Mother,
no.
The child's mother should be looking at her phone.
Not her circus. It's not her monkey. She should concentrate on her own daughter's phone.
What? Imagine if something came out later on, and I know this might not be the case, but it also could be a case where you have a man purposely preying on a young woman because it's easy and she's easy to manipulate and groom. Imagine if that came out after and
there is no suggestion that this is the case. I'm just talking about, as a mother,
this is where my head would go. At a 16-year-old who, in the eyes of the law, is a child.
Okay. My daughter is 15. That little girl is almost 17.
Mm-hmm.
They have enough media alerting them to the dangers of online activity in school and in the media. She's 16, she's almost 17. She has to take responsibility for herself.
Okay, so you believe that she should perhaps, in a vague way, mention it to the mother. I believe some of them are doing this. Maybe you should check your daughter's phone and then leave it at that.
I think she should just have a pair of balls and say to the mother straight out, here's what I saw on your daughter's phone. You might want to take a look.
No, if someone came to my door and said they went through my door, first of all, I was like, why are we going through her phone?
Beating around the bush rather than saying it out straight.
The fact of the matter is, this woman did root through a phone that was nothing to do with her, of a child that has nothing to do with her.
It's like when you pass an accident. If it's lit up and it's gonna grab your attention. And she saw something concerning. This isn't like, oh, I'm smoking a joint, or, oh, I'm going to get a bottle of wine from my ma's present. This is a girl who is sending provocative sexual porn of herself to a grown adult. And I know it's only 3 years in the grand scheme of things, but in the eyes of the law, let's not forget, it's a child, a girl who is in school, still in her school uniform, still doing her exams, still going to her classes, still under the cares of her teachers and her parents, compared to a grown man who is his own free person.
But you want his life destroyed as well.
No, I wouldn't hang go on to the guards. I'd go to the parents and I'd tell the parents and I'd let them take it from there.
Okay, Casey, yeah. The original person said he's 19 or 20. He could be in leaving cert. these days.
Absolutely.
He could still be in school.
He's not. He did his leaving cert about 3 years ago.
No, he couldn't have. He's only 19.
How could he have?
He couldn't have. He absolutely could.
16, Adrian.
Most students doing their leaving cert are now 18. So
he could still be a schoolboy.
He's probably only left school a year ago.
No, he's not. He did not only. I asked. Was he still in the school?
It's still irrelevant. We're still talking about three years in the difference. Stay there for 1 second, Catherine, if you can, please.
If it was your daughter, Adrian, you're a father at 16.
Well, thankfully, nothing like that did happen when she was 16. Okay? Thankfully.
And why are you saying thankfully if it's only three years? Thankfully?
I've already said anybody who sends nude pictures or nude porn videos of themselves is a gobshite.
But we're because not talking
it
can, about...
It will come back to haunt you someday.
Oh, that's victim blaming.
No, it's not victim blaming. I'm saying she's a gobshite for sending videos. Sorry, go on. Yes, Catherine, yeah.
Can I still speak? She's almost 17. She's fucking... Sorry for my language. She should know by now you don't send images
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely. I agree with you. That's the point I'm trying to make.
She's not 12.
She should be grown up enough to know she shouldn't be sending videos like
that. Take responsibility.
Oh, lads, come on. I am not hearing a woman say, okay, it's not the smartest thing to do, but I'm not hearing a woman saying the victim blaming for sending if they end up on the internet.
We're talking about the whole issue, Casey. The whole issue is about the young girl, what this mother should do about her daughter's friend.
But this is like saying girls have to go out and they can't drink too much because they're putting themselves in danger.
No, it's victim blaming.
No, it's not.
All I said, Casey, I would say the same to you. Don't send nude pictures to your husband because it could come back to bite you in the arse eventually. Excuse the pun.
Why would somebody send nude pictures to someone they're in a relationship with or they're married to?
If you're not living with them, if you're spending time away from them,
all I'm saying is that if you're okay, it's not the smartest thing to do, but. This thing of, oh, she should know better, she's 16.
Hang on a second.
I'm sorry, for all
I
you
was
know,
talking about her age, Casey. Casey, I was talking about her age. If we were talking about a young boy at 16 that was sending pictures, dirty pictures, to a girl of 18, 19, I would say the same thing. At 16, he should know better.
Okay, do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Let me go to Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Robbie.
Hi, guys.
Now, Robbie, what did you want to say on this?
I want to ask both you and Katie a question just to see. Adrian, I thought when you were 17, mm-hmm. did you ever have any sexual contact with a 16-year-old?
Probably.
All right, so your predator should be jailed. Katie, I'll ask you the same question, but reverse the ages.
I'm the same age as my husband.
Is your husband the only man you've ever been with?
I'm with my husband since I was 14.
That's fair enough. That's cool. So. Okay. That's fair enough. So Adrian's a sexual predator and should be jailed, basically, based on this story.
Okay, so
no,
what?
I didn't say he should be. No, I didn't say this guy should be jailed. I said the parents should know.
You're still calling him a predator.
I said.
You are calling him a predator.
You called him a predator.
You are. You're saying, for me, this grown adult has child porn on his phone. Sorry, that makes him a predator.
I think anybody, male or female, who is out of school, who's their own person in a big bad world, an independent adult, going for a school child, because that's what this person is. That's what this girl is. She is still a school girl. That's creepy and it's predatorial. Why would a 20-something...
16-year-olds are more grown up than you give them credit for. Yes, okay, legally.
Robin, 16-year-olds are still in school.
So are some 90-year-olds.
The point is, why is this even a... The point is that this person is a child. I'm not saying this guy should be locked up, but I'm saying the parents should be told. They should absolutely be told. And if it were my parent or if it was my child, I would absolutely want to be told.
Well, okay, so he shouldn't be locked up, so he shouldn't be in trouble at all. Well, he's a predator and shouldn't be in trouble.
Well, what's your view, Robbie?
I personally think, yes, she's 16. Okay, in the eyes of the law, yes, technically she's underage. But I'd say if you were to do a survey of 16-year-olds around the country, if you were all being honest, and I'd say you'd be very, very surprised as to how many of them have sexual contact with people of, you know, younger or older.
Do me a favour, Rob, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in Kira.
Hi, Adrian and Katie, it's Kira here. I think that this woman should tell the mother and let them take it from there. I don't think she should get the guards involved yet, but if the parents want to do that, then that's up to them.
And Sean has been on to us.
Good afternoon. It's a good topic. I think maybe yeah, she shouldn't have been looking through her phone, but she did, and she's seen this shit, so she should definitely say to the parent, let them be aware of what's going on. If this guy knew she was underage, then he should be reported. For all we know, she could have lied about her age to him. We don't know. Yeah, I think some people will need to overlook the fact that she noticed it on the phone or went through the phone and look at the bigger picture. It's like, it's a young teen, like a child, doing shit like that. She shouldn't be doing it. So yeah, I think parents need to be made aware. Take it easy.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
How's it going? How are you?
Good, thanks, Ross. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, look, I was the one that sent in the message earlier on that it happened to me when I was 20 in a nightclub. I know it's different circumstances and stuff, but this is the thing, like, are we 100% sure that he knows what age she is? Like, Katie, did the woman say that?
This is, like, insane. Why do people keep assuming? The men messages coming in saying, this guy doesn't know this girl's age. He knows her age.
Hold on, hold on. I'm talking
about in general. Everyone's saying he doesn't know her age or he might not know her age. He knows her age.
Okay, so what I'm trying to ask you is here, right? The woman obviously sent you in a message. You've been talking to her. Maybe you haven't, right? So she went through the messages. Is he sending stuff back to her? Is he sending photos back to her?
I was told there was flirty messages. There was no video seen from him, but he was reacting to the.
If you actually watch the child predator videos online, right, there's a very fine line here. If he's not employing anything, if she's employing everything and she's the one sending pictures, he just has to sit back and says, look, I know nothing about this. She's sending it all to me. If he actually says to her, you've sent that picture to me, I do whatever to you in that, then he can be caught. Then he can be done.
One of the messages replying was, oh, they look juicy. I mean,
right. Well, then he can. Yeah. Well, then because he's employed. Because he's employed something on that, and she is 16. Whether or not he knows the age, he can be done. He can be.
No. Look, there is no doubt that what is going on between these two shouldn't be happening. There is no doubt that in the eyes of the law, in the eyes of the law, it is illegal. Yeah. But there's no suggestion at all that this is being done without consent. There's no suggestion at all that he's coercing her into sending the videos.
Well, coercing her not, right? Because she is 16. No, look, she's 16. She has I'm sure she has a clever head on her shoulders, and she can decide some important things for her life. But when it comes to this, the law says she has
okay,
to
so
be.
Okay, so let's go back then to Yvonne's original message. Should this lady contact the mother of this 16-year-old and say, guess what I found on your child's phone?
100%. She has to take the whole job and the school and the guards out of it, right? She wasn't on school hours. She saw something in her daughter's friend's phone, it's her daughter's friend who she's hanging around with.
Her daughter's best friend, by the way, and that's important.
Okay, so if she sees something on her daughter's best friend's phone while they are not there that concerns her, she has every right to look at it. She does. The girl left her phone there open.
Yep.
The mother is worried. Go to the guards, or don't go to the guards, go to the parents about it.
And
let the parents decide whether they want to go to the guards. But the GDPR thing there was like the fact the phone was open and she was in the room clean or whatever it was and she walked past. She didn't go looking for the phone. She didn't go snooping for the phone. The phone was open. Something caught her eye. Like Katie said, it caught her eye. You're going to look. It's natural.
If you saw, let's say she was passing, for argument's sake, let's say she was passing and she saw a video of a girl, the girl might have taken of herself self-harming. Right? No, because I think it's a good analogy of the girl. Should she turn a blind eye and say nothing if she saw the video or the girl hurting herself?
The biggest word is concern here. The biggest word and the most important thing is concern. We're concerned for the 16-year-old girl. We don't know exactly what the guy is talking. Like, through text messages, he might not be doing anything through text messages, but they might call each other. He might be saying things over the phone to her. Yeah. He might be meeting her in person, saying things in person to her. These are the things, that's the concern. So she has to go to the parents about it.
Okay, stay there for a second, Ross. Let me bring in one final call, and that's you, Martin. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Well, listen.
What did you want to say?
I think these are all just dirty little hurlers at the end of the day. That's no messing with
The 20-year-old, the 19-year-old man, is it?
look, at the end of the day, Katie, why are they sitting down and these sending nude pictures to these people?
Oh, sorry,
nothing
you're
else
calling
to do
sorry, you're
only
call-
dirty
right, okay.
little and whores.
Okay. Oh, you're calling a 16-year-old a dirty little whore.
A dirty little whore.
We're talking
okay.
about a child here now, Martin.
I couldn't give a shite. She's well able to type in whatever she's typing in on the fucking internet. I'm sorry for the language, but I'm riled up here to bits.
Oh, so
you're blaming...
Like she's well able to type in whatever and send nude pictures to white. Well, you get the... No way, miss. No way.
So you're saying that this young one is the one who's at fault, even though she's a minor?
Yep, 100% Adam. And I don't care what you call me or what you say.
The girl is a whore, not the fact
that... A down and out whore.
Not the man who's possessing child porn. The 16-year-old...
Would you go away, Katie? What is he doing? What is he doing on the app? What's she doing on the app?
At 16, you can be
a... Hold on, Katie. If you download Messenger, yeah, you get a load of pictures in of these women, yeah? You click on one of them, sweet Jesus, like, you know what I mean? And they're only kids, like, you know what I mean? Sending these. And then these, what they
WhatsApp
do to you for 50 euro or not.
It's a private messaging service. It's a private messaging service.
But she knows what she's doing, Katie. Like, come on, like.
And
Robbie, what would you say? Sorry, Ross, what do you say to that? This young one knows exactly what she's doing.
Of course she does, but she's fucking 16. It doesn't matter. The legal age is 17. What are you all confused about? It doesn't matter if she's 16 or not and she knows what she's doing. Legally, she's not allowed.
Isn't it up to the parents to look at the phone and make sure she's not acting the cunt?
Listen, I was with a 16-year-old when I was 20. I knew nothing about it. Knew nothing about it. The next day I found out. And I actually, you know, I'll be honest with you, I actually did like that girl. I waited until she was 18. We dated when she was 18. Didn't work out.
Oh, Jesus, that sounds a bit boggy there, but...
How was that boggy,
16
mate?
Years of age.
That sounds boggy. The guy who waited sounds boggy.
Martin, listen to what you just said.
Martin, you're a clown.
You're the one with the 16-year-olds.
He waited
so
until...
In an 18 establishment.
Oh, so you waited, did you? You waited a couple of years.
He waited, yes.
You waited because you was 18.
Yeah, I did wait.
And did you not feel like a bit of a pedo, no?
Why would I feel like a pedo when she was 18?
No, like, but you
I didn't
know,
wait
like,
until she was 17.
Hang
on, he's calling this guy a bit of a pedo for waiting.
Sorry, can I just clarify that there's nothing in any way, Ross, I apologise for that. There's no need to be even using that bloody word.
Meanwhile, this guy...
Don't be apologising for me, Adrian.
But at the same time, you were saying that the guy who's getting the child porn, there's nothing wrong with him.
I didn't say anything about him, yes.
Martin's one of these guys that actually sits on the other end of the phone watching the porn of the young one.
That's not fair. We can't make those accusations either, for God's sake.
Well, he can make accusations against me, can't he?
Let's stop calling each other names. Let's stop calling each other pedophiles, for God's sake. Martin, the fact of the matter is, this guy is in receipt of child pornography. That's what it is.
But at the end of the day, she's to blame as well. Just two of them here, Edwin, you know what I mean? Like, she's to blame as well.
Because
you know what I mean? And he's to blame as well. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, but even though she's the minor, she's only 16, you believe she has as much responsibility as the 19 or 20-year-old?
I do, yeah. On my life, I do.
All right, Martin, thank you very much indeed. Ross, thank you very much indeed as well.
That is why, ladies and gentlemen, always use protection.
Yes, indeed. Let me just read in one final message that came in to us a while ago. Listening to this victim blaming, my situation is I was 12, he was 17, and I was manipulated into doing it by him telling me that he liked me and so on. I didn't know any different, and I was left with everyone knowing about it, laughing and everything else, when I didn't have a clue. Anyone knew I thought he wouldn't show anyone, but yet back then, nothing was done to him. I was just made a show of. I got into trouble by the guards over it. Nothing was done to him at the age that he was. Now, that's another That's even worse. A 12-year-old being manipulated. No, I don't know how long ago that was.
That's crazy.
But a 12-year-old being manipulated by a 17-year-old into sending pictures like that, that's disgusting. And the fact that nothing was done about him or to him is outrageous, I have to say. Anyway, in answer to the question, Katie, do you think the majority of people believe that Yvonne should tell?
No, I think actually scarily, I'm actually quite shocked that today the amount of people who are kind of making it out to be nothing.
Not making it out to be nothing, but that she has as much responsibility. Now, if we found out that he was coercing her into sending these messages, I think people would feel differently. There's no suggestion that that's the case. This is, as you said yourself earlier on, her boyfriend she's sending these messages to.
Okay, this is my...
Not some randomer.
This is my thinking on it. I just don't know what a grown man, and this is a grown man out of school, out in the big bad world, wants with a schoolgirl in a school uniform. And we can all say, ha, 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 the porn and the school uniform and... This is an actual schoolgirl. This isn't a porn star dressed up in a school uniform.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.